We are asking foreigners to pack their bags and go back to their countries.
Those are the words of Zulu King Goodwill Zwelithini, that many blame for igniting the xenophobic attacks that displaced at least 5,000 people and left about 7 dead. The king has, however, denied that the words were meant to order his subjects to kill foreigners. During the height of the attacks, Zwelithini convened an imbizo, a special Zulu meeting called by the king or traditional leaders to map out strategies on important issues, and he ordered his subjects to, in fact, wage a war against those who attack foreigners. Zimbabwe's ambassador to South Africa, Isaac Moyo, says Zimbabweans who had fled flashpoints like Alexandra near Johannesburg and the port city of Durban have gone back to their local homes with heavy hearts.
Nobody can really be 100% certain that the criminal elements who have been at the forefront of this may not do one or two small things.
Some observers say as long as the reasons for the xenophobic attacks are not clearly identified and addressed, it will be difficult to deal with this kind of violence, which claimed the lives of 62 people in similar incidents in 2008. Some South Africans are angry that foreigners are grabbing most of the jobs in the country. Zimbabwean academic and political commentator Dinizulu Macapulana says there's a hidden hand behind the xenophobic attacks.
From my observations, this aspect of violence is owed to a bad force that has always been there in South Africa. There are certain embedded right-wing elements that are using money and some intelligence details to fend black-on-black violence as a matter of diverting attention from the issues of blacks versus white in South Africa.
Pakistani national Salman Khan strongly believes that the xenophobic attacks have united foreigners.
The South Africans by nature are very peaceful, and this is the misunderstanding they have for some reason. We do not know what is the motive and who is instigating these things, but by and large, South African people are very accommodating. And that's why it's a phenomenon that you have so many refugees and we don't have a refugee camp in South Africa. So definitely there is something else in between which we need to look at it. Definitely there are things like inequality, high rate of employment, and poverty. These are the fundamental issues that one cannot subside. The South African by nature are very peaceful, and this is the misunderstanding they have for some reason. We do not know what is the motive and who is instigating these things.
For a country that went through the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, that was tasked with discovering and revealing past wrongdoing by the apartheid government with the hope of avoiding future conflicts, some are asking if the healing process was unsuccessful after all.